The date is the 12th of June 2007, and this is a recording for the Oral History Project in Frenchwood. I'm talking to
Sheena Nelson.
Where do you live, Sheena?
50 Malvern Avenue,
okay.
Frenchwood.
When were you born?
26th of March 1935.
What was the name of your father?
My father's name was Robert Hamilton.
And is it possible to give me his date and place of birth?
His date of birth was the 5th of April 1905, and it was Glasgow.
Okay. What was his occupation?
A master baker.
Okay, then. Can you remember, did he work long hours?
Yes, he did work long hours.
All right. Can you remember his age when he died?
72.
And what was the date?
First of December 1977.
Okay.
Not 77. He was 72. Yeah, 77, sorry.
All right,
yes.
That's okay.
Yeah.
What was the name of your mother?
Elizabeth Hannah.
Okay.
Well, actually, Eliza Jane Hannah, but she called herself Elizabeth Hannah.
Okay. What was her date and place of birth?
She was born in Northern Ireland, and her birthday was the 30th of May, 1904.
Okay. Whereabouts in Northern Ireland was she born?
Near Newry.
Okay.
Mullaglass or something like that, when I got her death certificate.
Okay, then. Do you know what her age was when she married?
When she married, she'd be about 29.
Okay, then. And do you know what her occupation was before she married?
She was in domestic service.
Okay. What was her age when she died?
She died in 92, so she'd be nearly 89.
Okay, then. Did she always work in domestic service?
She had lots of different jobs as time went on.
Yeah.
But that's what she worked in before.
Before
she was a table maid, she called herself.
Right.
In service.
In service, right.
She did a lot of cleaning work. She worked for a Dr. Harrison. She cleaned there. She landed up on Blackpool Road cleaning at children's home.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then. Did you have any brothers and sisters?
Two brothers.
And were they older or younger?
No, younger. Yes.
What were their ages?
Now.
Well, then, what date of birth then?
Bill was 22nd of November 1936, and he died when he was 62.
Okay.
Yeah. Robert's 27th of December 1941.
Right. Can you remember anything at all about either of your grandparents on either side?
I don't remember anything about my grandmothers, because one had died before I was born.
Okay.
And one died when I was 11 months old. I vaguely remember my father's father, a big man, but I was only very, very young in Glasgow when he died.
Right.
I remember my granddad, who died when I was about 12.
Okay. Right. You were born and raised in Glasgow?
Till I was 11.
Can you tell me where you lived in Glasgow?
I lived in Govan, Glasgow, yes.
Yes. And can you tell me about the type of house? What it was?
Well, it was called a room and kitchen, and it was a tenement.
Okay.
And we were on the bottom, which consisted of a room with a hole for the bed. You know, it was marked out for the bed. The kitchen range, a sink, and everything happened in that room. And then just through a door, there was another room, which my brother and I had as a bedroom. The toilet was on the landing, and we shared it between three people.
Three families.
We had no hot water. No such thing as hot water.
Okay. How many people lived in the house with you, or the apartment?
There was my mum and dad, and the three children.
Okay, then. Can you describe the area that you lived in Govan? What was it like?
Well, it wasn't a posh area, but it wasn't a Gorbals area.
Right.
It was a happy area where everybody helped one another, and a lot of my memories are through during the war. And everybody was always clean. There was nobody to, and the women used to do the steps and keep the doors. Everything was very clean, and everybody was sociable and friendly with one another. Mm. That's what my mother missed when she first came to Preston.
Okay, then. So relationships with neighbours were very friendly?
Very, very good, yes. If you didn't have something, somebody in the tenement, you knew everybody in the tenement, somebody would have it.
Yes.
Somebody would look after your child if you wanted to go somewhere, and you'd do the same for them.
What about local shops and play areas? Where did you play as a child?
On a dump, or where the air raid, you know, where it had been bombed, a bomb site. The shops were very near because we were in the centre, yeah. But I was also evacuated for about 18 months during my childhood.
Okay, where you were?
Just outside here, Kilmore's.
And were many children from the area?
We all had to go because it was when Clyde Bank was bombed, and it was literally destroyed, was Clyde Bank, and we lived literally across from the shipyard. The shipyard wall was across, you could see it from our bedroom. So the morning after, all the children from around that area were just evacuated.
Okay, then how long did you spend in down in Ayr?
I would think about 12 months. As a child, I would think about 12 months. We were back from 1941 when my brother was born, because he was born in Glasgow.
Okay, then.
So.
Okay. Just going back to the Govan area, what type of shops can you remember? What, you know, where did you shop and...
Well, there was a big shop, and I think it's a well-known place, one in Scotland, called Galbraith, and it's similar to a Lipton's or a Co-op, something like that. That's where my mother did her shopping.
Was it mainly in the Co-op?
It was a big Galbraith. It was similar to...
Similar to a Co-op.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Then.
Because my dad being a baker, he brought the bread and all that home with him, so, yeah.
Did your mother do the cooking apart from baking, from the bread?
At home? My mother did the cooking, yeah. Yeah. But he was the baker, yeah.
He was the baker.
She would never bake, because... obviously.
What about clothes as a child? Were they made or bought?
As far as I can remember, they were either made, or if somebody gave you something. But my mother was a very proud lady, and I always had to be dressed better than, like, you know, both for school and for Sunday school and things like that. I was always seemed to be dressed nicely, if you will.
Right.
Yeah, she was very proud of her children.
Right.
Keeping them.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the house itself? Did you have any amenities in the house? Any little luxuries?
No. With electric light and a big stove, but no, not really.
Right, okay then. What was your relationship with your parents? Was it good?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Especially with my dad.
Yeah.
Being an only girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually worked with him when I was a teenager.
Right.
Yeah.
Did they play with you as children, or did you sort of amuse yourselves?
Oh, we amused ourselves, yeah. Children were to be seen and not heard in my day.
Right.
And being the eldest, I had to look after the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which brings me on to discipline at home. Who enforced it?
My mother, very much so.
Did she give you a clip, or was it verbal?
Oh no, both. He's laughing because even till the day she died, she could give it a verbal one.
Did you ever go on holidays at all?
Yes.
As a child?
For some reason, she rented, I think it was like, you'd call it a shack or a something, in Dunoon. One or two neighbours rented them as well, and we'd go for about 3 weeks in the summer. And that was to Dunoon. And that was during the war as well, because we never went on the beach. Right. Because it was all barricaded up.
Okay. Okay.
And of course my granddad lived in the country, and we very often used to go to my granddad's.
In Argyll?
No, he lived near Kilsyth.
Which is where?
About 20 miles from Glasgow.
Okay then. Okay.
It was a mining community.
Ah. Right. And was he a miner?
Yes, he had been, yeah.
Yeah. Did anybody drink in the house?
My dad liked to drink, but he wasn't one for going to the pub.
No.
But come New Year, we were always well stocked up with drink.
Yeah.
They liked the New Year's. But... pardon?
Cleaning the grates and all
that. Oh yeah, that's, yeah. But it was a black-leaded grate, yeah.
The New Year.
Oh yes, yeah, it was a very, that still goes, I think. Everybody cleans and makes a house spick and span for New Year.
Mm.
And my mother was very, you know, everything, the step had to be scrubbed and everything had to be just so. And you couldn't have a drink or anything before 12 o'clock, and then they all went mad.
So New Year was really, probably, was it more important than Christmas?
Oh, definitely. We didn't know much about it. We only knew Christmas Day. Till we came to Preston.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. It was New Year's Day, and the day after there was all, and you went round your aunties and your cousins and all that. We went from one house to the other for those 2 days, yeah. Yeah.
That's in the New Year, wasn't
it? Yeah, yes.
So what did you do? Did you do anything special on Christmas Day?
No. We always had with presents. But Christmas wasn't like Christmas as my children would have known it.
Right.
It was just like another day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your real holiday or your real
New
celebration
year.
Was New Year.
It was New Year, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we didn't have anything like Boxing Day.
No.
We had Christmas Day and that was it. But the children got their presents. And I don't remember us ever sitting down for a Christmas dinner. But we'd have a big slap up on New Year's Day. Yeah.
What did you have for a meal?
A New Year's Day. A big Scotch steak pie. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, everybody used to, the big Scotch pies, yes, yeah.
Okay. Did you go to church as a family?
Not in Scotland, but she always sent us to Sunday school.
Right.
Yeah, I went to Sunday school ever since I can remember. But I never remember them taking us to church when we were in Scotland, no.
Well, you went to Sunday school in Scotland?
She made sure we went to Sunday school, yeah.
Right, okay then. And that was regular?
We had to go every Sunday, yeah. You had to dress us up, you see, that was a case of dressing us up to go to Sunday school. Yes.
Can you describe the activities in Sunday school?
Well, they used to tell us the stories out of the Bibles, and they'd have the pictures. That's about, you know... Then there were little songs and prayers, yeah. And then they'd have a Christmas party, which was marvellous. And then during the summer, they'd get a couple of carts and you'd go onto this big field and you'd all get something to eat, little packets, maybe a sandwich and something to drink and a cake, yeah.
Okay.
Play games, that was a highlight.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming to school, which school did you attend first? Can you remember?
In Preston?
No, as a child.
As a child, it was called Fairfield School in Govan.
Okay then.
Yeah, it's no longer there.
When did you first attend it?
I was five, you had to be five in those days.
And how did you get there?
Pardon?
How did you get to school?
My mother took for my mother to take me, because it was over a main road, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you any early memories of school? Particular memories?
I always liked school, yeah. Yeah, I was always happy at school, yeah.
Okay. What were your favourite subjects?
I liked history, but that was as I got older. And I always liked sums and English, essays, making stories up. Those were my favourite things.
Okay. Can you describe the primary school that you went to, the classrooms?
Yeah, there were big classrooms with big desks that you lift up. And there'd be a lot, maybe about 40 of us in it. And every Friday you had a test. And wherever you came in this test, you went from the back row to the front row. And I never came out of the back row. I was always first or second. I always did very well.
So the slowest pupils were always put
always
at the front?
At the front, yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And I soon learned to read. I can never remember not being able to read.
Right.
Yeah. Although I can never remember my mother and dad teaching me to read. I don't know how. And I joined the library when I was very young. Okay. And to this day, I still love going to a library, yeah.
Was this the only school you went to in Glasgow?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Because when we came, I was the next year, I would have gone up to the... I would have taken... used to call... What did they call it here? Scholar...
11 plus.
11 plus or something. Well, they called it a quali... Some qualifications, and would have gone up to the next school, say.
Okay, then. Can you remember any of the teachers?
I can't remember any of the names, no.
Yeah.
No. I know they were all misses, and most of them were miss this, because you couldn't be married in them days. The beginning of the
yeah.
war.
So they were all more women?
They were mostly women, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about discipline?
At school, very much so. If, I mean, they used the strap in them days. Yeah. Yes, they soon give you the strap.
Okay,
yeah.
So it was quite...
Oh, yes,
severe.
Yeah. You were, if the teacher said anything, you were frightened and you had to do as you were told. There was no question of not doing as you were told.
Okay, then. What was your relationship like with other children? Can you remember?
Yeah, always happy, always got on, went to lots of little parties and that, yeah.
So it was quite a happy environment?
Well, as far as I could, I would say, yeah, I had a happy childhood, yeah.
Okay, then. What about religion? Was religion included in the curriculum?
No, not really. Well, we had, every morning we had to start with a hymn and a prayer, but in the classroom, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But we didn't get scripture as I did when I came to Preston and went into the senior school.
Right, so, I'll move on to your education in Preston. Where did you go then to school in Preston?
Frenchwood.
So you went to school here in Frenchwood. Okay, then. What sort of subjects did you learn in senior school?
What sort of subjects? Well, just the ordinary, because we didn't have specialised things in my day.
Were there specialised things for women and specialised
things? Yeah, we did cookery, where the boys did woodwork. Mm. The rest
of the things.
Mm. Okay.
But everything else was just we did sewing, which I hadn't done before. Them sort of classes.
Mm-hmm. What about physical exercise?
Yeah, we did PE, yes. And they played, there was hockey, netball, and gym in the big hall.
Did you go swimming?
I got expelled from swimming. I didn't like water. I made such a noise, it expelled me. So they let me read a book and do something which I enjoyed much better, yeah.
What about your parents' attitude to school? Was it positive?
Oh, very positive, yeah. And they always went to the, if there was meetings at school, yes. Yeah.
Were they encouraging to you as a girl?
Yes, yeah, I would say that, yeah.
What about homework? Did you get any homework when you went to senior school?
Oh, when we went to Frenchwood, yes. Yes, we had to do it.
Okay, then. And did you learn together, boys and girls?
Yes, yeah, it was mixed, yeah.
So Frenchwood was mixed?
Frenchwood was a mixed school, yeah.
And was the primary school mixed as well in Glasgow?
Oh, yes, yeah, I've always gone to a mixed school.
So you went to a mixed school all
yes,
the way through your...
Yeah.
That's interesting. What about lunch at school? Did you eat in the school or did you bring a meal in?
I went to school dinners. They'd started school dinners during the war, didn't they? And I went to school dinners, yeah.
Prior to the war, were the school dinners?
I don't know, I wasn't at school then. No, he says no. No. I remember them bringing in school dinners and starting at school dinners, and I always liked them.
Okay. Did you go to school full time?
Yes, yeah. Apart from when I was evacuated.
Yeah.
And we only went half time because the children in the village went half time and we went half time.
Okay, then. When did you leave school and start working?
I was 15. So that was 1950.
Okay, then. What was your first job?
Shop assistant. That was me all, yeah. Yeah.
And was that full time?
Yes, yeah.
Can you remember where it was?
The first job I had was in Miller Arcade, and they had a shop that sold materials. And for some reason, they'd rang the school up, the headmaster. They wanted someone, a school leaver, to go to this place, and the headmaster thought I would have suited that job, which I didn't, because I didn't like sewing and I didn't know anything about material. So it only lasted about 6 months, and then I went to Bailey Scotch Bakery, and that's where I spent the rest of the time until I got married.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. So can you describe what you did?
Where?
What, at Bailey's?
We used to spend about an hour in the bakehouse doing the potatoes. This is at 7 o'clock in the morning I went down. Then when we'd done that, we'd carry stuff down to the shop, which was all freshly made, and set the shop up, set the window up, and set all the shelves up. Then we'd have a break, then we'd open the shop, and be serving for the rest of the day. When we come to the end of the day, we'd have to clean the shop and all the glasses, and actually scrub the floor. Never was allowed to use a mop. You had to get down on your hands and knees and scrub the floor.
And how many hours a week did you work?
I don't know. I started at 7 in the morning. And if we had a good day, we could close early because, you know, when everything had gone, we could clear up. So it could be 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
And was that 5 days or 6 days?
I got a half day off on a Tuesday at 1 o'clock. And the others, yeah, I did work on, yeah.
Through Saturday?
Oh, yeah, Saturday, okay. Yeah.
Can you remember what you earned?
I was earning £5 a week when I got married, so, yeah.
Okay. What was your relationship at work with your comrades, your colleagues?
Well, there was only, I actually worked in the shop with an elderly lady. She was in her 50s. She was in her 50s, she was old to me, and I got on very, very well with her. I always got on with her. And in the bakehouse was the same. We had a lovely comradeship in the bakehouse. And of course, my dad worked in the bakehouse as well.
Okay. Well. Were there any facilities at work?
No. They wouldn't be allowed today if I told you some of the things. It just would not be allowed today.
So you had, there were no toilets or...?
Well, the toilets in the yard, yeah.
Yeah.
Which we kept clean, yeah. Yeah. But there wasn't a washhand basin or anything like that in the... You had to come back inside to use, you know, get wash your hands and all that, yeah.
So working conditions were quite crude?
Oh, they were, yes.
Yeah. Okay, then. I'm going to come back now to... When you came down from Glasgow to Preston. You need to tell me in your own words how this came about.
Well, it was the end of 1946. And as far as I can remember, all that year, my dad must have been looking for another job out of Glasgow. He was looking to better himself. And we went to one or two places in Scotland. We went to Edinburgh and different places, and it didn't seem to suit. And apparently, when he was in the Navy, in the Merchant Navy, he worked with Mr. Bailey, Tommy Bailey, and he opened the shop in 1932 in Preston and wanted my dad to go in partnership, which my dad wouldn't, because he wasn't married then, so he didn't want a partnership. But he always said if ever he wanted a job, to let him know. So my dad wrote to him and he found him a job. So he came to Preston and then they found this house in Brixton Road, but it went with the work. So that's how we came.
And what year was this?
That was the end, I can tell you, it was the 28th of December 1946.
Okay, so you spent the whole of the war years in Glasgow?
Yes, apart from about 18 months when I was evacuated,
And your father worked during that period?
He was exempt because he was a master baker, because he was one of the bosses.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Yes, so he was exempt.
Yeah. Okay then, so you came to Brixton Road?
Yeah.
In Frenchwood?
Yeah.
Describe the house.
Well, when we first drew up, we came with the furniture van. My mother and my two brothers and I, and we all came together. And when we drew up this big street and it was dark, and we went in this house, to me it looked like a mansion because it had a hallway. Have you been in Brixton Road? No. It had this big hallway, it had a room there, then it had a big room there, then it had a kitchen. It went upstairs, there was a bathroom top of the stairs, and then there was three bedrooms. So I thought I'd gone to a mansion.
The toilet was outside in the yard.
Yeah, the toilet was out in the yard, but that was nothing, yeah. Yeah. The only thing, it was gaslight, it wasn't electric. So, it was 1946, and if you look in history, it was one of the worst winters we ever had. Because we got snowed in, didn't they, everybody? And if we hadn't got snowed in, my mother would have gone back to Scotland in January. She hated it, yeah.
What did she not like about it?
She just had left all her friends and the comradeship and everything that they had, yeah. Mm. Yeah. But there was a lady, number 30, Mrs. Wersig. I don't know if you've ever come across Wersig. And she lived about two doors down. And she knocked on my mother's door a couple of days after we came, and she said, I know you're a stranger in a strange country, because it was a long way in those days. I live at number 13, and I've got three children, and they were ages same as ours. Whatever you want to know about anything, about doctors, or you want a cup of tea, come down. And so the day my mother died, those two were the best of friends. Yeah, from that day on. Yeah, and of course, she gradually introduced her to other people. Yeah. So that was nice, yeah.
So you gradually became part of the community in Brixton Road and in wider Frenchwood.
Yeah, they started going, they wanted a Sunday school, so they started taking, my mother started taking us to the Presbyterian Church, which is where St. Paul's Road. There was the Presbyterian Church, like the Church of Scotland. So we started going there. And of course we got into the activities there, you see. Then when I went to school, I started going to different things at St. Saviour's with the girls from school. And I went to the guys at St. Saviour's and things like that. So the children soon got into the community, yes. Yeah.
Can you describe the area? Can you give me your impressions of...
The impressions of the area, when we first come, it was a posh area to live in. It was a lovely place. And everybody, you know, they used to... the steps, the flags outside the windows. Everybody seemed to take pride in everything, yeah. And everybody seemed to want to be better than, you know, shine, if you will, yeah.
So people were very house proud?
People were very, very house proud, yeah. Yes. The streets, I mean, all the streets round about, they were, yeah.
What about local shops? Can you remember any of the local shops?
Yeah. We had Gorrell's, which is still there, the newsagent. It's in Bench Road. Then across was he sold fruit and veg. His name was Dearden's. Then we had the co-op and the co-op butchers. Then across from that, they had a little confectioner's. And that was all just in Bench Road.
There was a shop in Brixton Road,
wasn't there? Oh, yeah, there was a little shop next to us in Brixton Road, yeah. And then you got onto London Road, and there was loads of shops. Yeah, all the way down London Road. You could walk down London Road, along Church Street, back up Manchester Road, and you'd had a lovely walk out looking at all the shops, yeah.
And these were all local shops?
They were all the local shops that only sold their own commodities. I mean, the confectioners only sold confectionery. I remember Gorrell's just selling sweets and cigarettes and papers, that sort of thing, yeah. And then on London Road we had the fish shop, yeah. Where they had the fish, and he sold greengrocers as well.
One shop sold paraffin, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah, there was a paraffin shop, bottom of James Street, yeah. And she sold paraffin and hardware. You could get anything at all in that shop. That was the bottom of James Street onto London Road.
So it was very self-contained.
It was, yes.
What about you know, as you gradually immerse yourself in the local community, your relationships with neighbours, did you, you know, generate friendships?
Yeah.
And
yeah, very much so, yeah.
All denominations were mixed in.
Yeah, we were mixed denominations, yeah.
Catholics.
Yeah, and we were all, in fact we met someone last week and it must be 30 years since I saw her. Didn't we, when we met Monica?
Oh yes.
Yeah. And she left next door but one, yeah. How she recognised me, I don't know. Yeah.
In the rest of them?
Yeah, the relationships with all the neighbours were very good. Don't remember anybody falling out or brawls in the street or anything like that.
So, that you know, you often get an impression of strife between different denominations.
Well, if there was, there certainly wasn't in our community, because my two, Jean and Audrey, well, Audrey Howard, I think it was Jean Worth, they were Worthix, they were my friends, and I would go up to St. Augustine's and sit at the back while they went to confession. She would come with the Presbyterian if we were having something there, and join in there. All the weddings we had at Worthix and ours, my mum and dad went to theirs and they came to ours in our church. There was never, ever anything about religion.
And one of the things was a bridesmaid from the Catholic Church.
Yeah. No, there was never anything that I can remember.
So it was quite a close-knit community.
It was a close-knit community at one time, yeah.
That's an impression that we've formed. Tell me about your leisure time, Sheena. What did you do when you were a teenager?
Well, I mostly went to pictures. I like the pictures. I went to youth club on Deepdale Road. What's that?
Guttridge Memorial.
Run a youth club. So I went there with friends. We all had bicycles. So we'd go out on our bikes to Longridge and roundabout. We liked dancing. That was the weekends, yeah. Pictures during the week and dancing. But you have to remember, I worked long hours, so there was some nights I was glad to stay in, yeah, because I always worked long hours, yeah.
Yeah, you've told me about joining the Sunday school. Did you join any other groups, social groups?
With the church?
Church, yeah. or otherwise?
Well, I went to Guttridge Memorial to the youth club.
Wasn't just good dancing at St. Kate's and places like that?
Yeah, that was dancing, yeah. But I wasn't in any...
You're a teenager.
Yeah.
You mentioned the guides. Were you in the...
Yes, I was in the guides at St. Saviour's, yeah. Yeah, a little while.
Did you go away with them at all?
No.
Okay.
I was going to tent.
So, did your leisure activities change as you got older? You know, as you reached 18, 19, 20?
No, I still went dancing. I still went to the pictures.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Probably called Queensway.
Yeah, those sort of places. Pretty yeah, hard. Those were my yeah. leisure activities, yeah.
Did you ever go in pubs?
Only when I met him. Yeah.
No, that's correct.
That's true.
Can I just tell you a little story?
And I never smoked a cigarette till I met him.
And I used to smoke Woodbines, and I introduced my wife now, when she was 16, smoking Woodbines.
Yeah, me smoking Woodbines.
Just another little snip into that. My name is Nelson, my wife's name was Hamilton. Lord Nelson, Lady Hamilton. Sorry, I had to get that off me. Sorry.
So,
So, where did you meet?
In the pictures when he was gambling.
On the Sunday
in
night.
In New Vic. On a Sunday night.
New Victoria, the Goldman, as it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was playing cards with his mate.
So, how did your parents react when they found out you were courting?
Well, we weren't really, we sort of knocked about as a boy with a crowd of us.
Oh, yes, we did.
And it wasn't until he'd done his national service and he came back after that, and we met up and he came for me one night. And of course, my mother thought he was wonderful. She always thought he was wonderful, and she did till the day she lived here with us, and
yeah,
she thought he
was
wonderful.
She was very good,
and I mean, by that time I was 20, you see, and she really did, didn't she?
I got her yeah. all with the
yeah. So like I was 20 then. She was quite happy. I think she was glad to get shut on me.
So when did you marry?
1956. 51 years ago.
At St. Saviour's.
At St. Saviour's.
On the Queen Street, Manchester Road, is it?
Okay, then. Did you go away anywhere for your honeymoon?
Yeah, we went to the Isle of Man. Yeah, Isle of Man.
For how long?
7 days, Saturday till Saturday.
Okay. Where our reception, Frenchwood Social Club?
Frenchwood Club. Frenchwood. You know Frenchwood Club?
Yes.
Well, we had our wedding reception there. We had our 40th wedding anniversary due there. And last year, our family got us a party up and we had our 50th up there. Yeah.
Okay. And tell me again, what did you do for a living?
I was a coxswain of that profession. You served your town 6, 7 years, you know. You went to night school, took your tests and your exams. And as an apprentice, your parents sort of tie you to that firm when you were serving your time, which is a pretty big garage in Longridge, Belmont Garage in Longridge. I served my time as apprentice. And then I was called up, I was referred to when I was 23, and I did 2 years national service and came back, and I got a job at Ribble as a coach painter. And I was there when I got married, and the thing here is, when you got married, there was about 200 workers in the body shop, paint shop, electrician shop. And anybody getting married, they'd buy you a jerry and it'd be sitting like a door open. It used to climb up into the rafters and be banging on benches. Hands were full of oil and grease and trying to cut it up. That was an experience in itself.
Okay. What about your first home?
It was a Grimsa. Fred was a Grimsa lad.
Right.
Near Longridge.
Did you see?
Yeah, he was born and bred at Grimsa.
Okay.
And so he did not want to come to live in town.
Right.
Because we looked round here in different places.
Yeah.
And we managed to get... We had a house when we got married. We were very, very fortunate. Yeah. We had this house when we got married, yeah.
At Grimsa?
Yeah, so we never lived with anybody. We had our own home from the start.
Was it rented or bought?
No, it was bought. It wasn't bought. The building society owned it.
Mortgage, yes.
Yeah. Okay. But that was only because Fred's granddad had left some money.
A deposit.
It was for that reason. He left his grandchildren some money to be put into bricks and mortar. So as each of them got married, they got their money and they put it into bricks and mortar. So he was a very wise man.
A deposit on the house?
Yeah.
When did you return to Frenchwood?
1963. And I did not want to come back. It was Fred. And we bought a business in James Street. It's still there, the shop at the corner of James Street and Coronation Crescent. We had that shop and we were there till 1970. Yeah. That's why I know everybody. And that was very, very interesting because all the little houses were all round about then. We had all the little houses.
What sort of shop was it?
It was a greengrocer's. Sold everything, really, yeah. Greengrocer's and confectioner's, yeah.
And did you live in the shop?
We lived behind the shop, yes, and upstairs, yeah. And Fred worked. He went to work, yeah. And I run the shop. So I knew everything that was going on in the area.
That must have been interesting.
It was, yeah.
At that time, there was a retail price maintenance on, but that came off about 5 years later. You know, where the retail price maintenance, it was at a set price. You couldn't set it at a good price. But after that, it went different, didn't it?
Well, and the supermarkets hadn't started then. With no supermarkets, so everybody came to the corner shop. They wanted to know anything, they came to the corner shop. Yeah. I carry a lot of secrets in here about people.
And they'd come knocking at Christmas Day, come knocking at your door for a pint of milk Christmas Day.
And you get teenagers ringing up at Saturday night, can you go and tell my mother we've missed the bus and we can't get home? Yeah. So you were really part of the community. That made you part of the community. Mm. Yeah.
Because most people wouldn't have had a phone, you know.
No, they'd no phones, no. Mm. No. Mm. And we were rang up loads and loads of times. And people would give our numbers to the hospital if they were going in hospital. Can we give you a phone number? Yeah. Yeah, that was part of our life, yeah. Yeah.
One good experience, I suppose, for life. Mm.
So, when did you move into Malvern Avenue?
1975. 32 years ago.
Yeah, 75.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was after you sold the shop?
Yes, yeah.
Right.
We lived in Coronation Crescent for a short spell, didn't
we? Only a short spell, yeah.
Very short spell.
Yeah. And then we came down here, yeah.
And what about your children?
Yeah.
Tell me about your children. How many?
I have two. Well, Christopher, they went to Frenchwood. And they went to Frenchwood, the senior one. Well, Christopher went right through from Frenchwood Junior to Frenchwood Senior. But Graham, in his last year, they went up to the boys' grammar school. Where was it?
Deepdale
Road. Because French was all junior now. He used to go from one to the other. Yeah, yeah. Christopher did go to school at Grimsey because he was old enough to go to school. But Graham always did it on Frenchwood. Yeah.
Yeah, Christopher was born. Well, we're both born at Grimsey.
Yeah.
When were they born?
One was born in 1957, he'll be 50 this year, and the other was 61. Yeah.
Okay. And did they go on to higher education?
No, they didn't. they left school, it was 16. And Christopher managed to, he took a test for BAC. And he got on at BAC, and he was an electronic engineer. So what he did, he had day release and night school, and he got his qualifications that way. He worked there 11 years before he went into the ministry. Graham, he left school, he was 16, and he got a job at Moore and Smalley, accountants, and he did very well.
He was articled.
And he decided he wanted to be a youth officer because he'd done quite a bit. He'd done his Duke of Edinburgh through St. Augustine's, and he'd done quite a bit of youth work in it. He decided he wanted to go and be a youth officer, which he did in Birmingham. Yeah. And then he decided to go into the ministry.
Was
not,
he? Was
not
he?
Through his brother, but through some other contact.
Okay.
Yeah,
was he? Was he taught by anyone in particular at St. Augustine's?
He didn't go to St. Augustine's school. He went to Frenchwood.
No, the youth.
Jack McGinty had a lot to do with him. But I think Jack McGinty knows he knows a lot about both of them. Hmm. Yeah. And who was at the Foxton?
Pete Johnson.
Pete Johnson was the but who was at the Foxton? All those
Pete
years?
Johnson was at Foxton.
No,
he
was
on before.
No,
him.
Was
George
Knowles, yeah. And every year for quite a few years he used to get the minibus and drive them all down to Cornwall from the Foxton, yeah.
So one son is now a minister.
Both sons are now ministers. Yeah.
So eventually they both became ministers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do they both live locally?
Yeah, one in Penwitham. And one, he lives on Garstang Road across from Moor Park. But it's St. Oswald's Church, which is in Holme Slack.
Near the fire station. Mm-hmm.
And are they both married?
One's married, the one in Penwitham.
Okay. Tell me... Finally, tell me about your impressions of Frenchwood then, when you first came into it, and now. How has it changed over the years?
Well, look, the top is... I don't know much about the top now. It's more... I don't think people work the same way as we used to, but it's... The different, it's multicoloured, it's a multicultural
red. Yeah.
Although we've always got on with people, I mean, we have them across, people across the road, they're wonderful. I would think it's gone downhill a bit from what I knew it, because at one time, if you said you lived in Frenchwood, you were somebody, because Brixton Road had bankers, teachers, accountants, they'd all those sort of people lived in Brixton Road when I came to it. But just down here, we're all right. Mm. Yeah, we all help one another out, and if anything's wrong, we
have keys for neighbours if they're going to
the only need to break in here, a burglary. Yeah. You can do everywhere.
Four lots of keys, yeah. Which is a good community spirit.
So you had a it was a quite a mixed community back then in terms of profession.
Yes. Policeman. There was a piano teacher. There's quite a few teachers.
Dance teacher, dance people.
Yeah. Accountants and they're quite professional people that lived in Brixton Road. Yeah, they were.
Did it feel a safe community?
Oh yes. I mean, we used to go public hall, places like that, and come out about midnight, 11 o'clock midnight, and we'd walk home and never think anything about it. Two or three of us, yeah.
Would that be two or three females?
Yeah. Oh, yes, females, yeah. And then I had a friend that lived on Southern Parade. I'd probably leave her a certain part, and I'd go down Brixton Road. No fear, no, never anything. Yeah. I won't walk to the end of this road now at night.
No, of course,
we're
different
age anymore. Yeah.
Okay, Sheena, that's absolutely first class.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much for that. That's brilliant.